Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed sits down with Aaron Espinoza of Early Mark. Aaron discusses the departure from Palm Pictures, working with the Ship Collective, and dealing with the struggles in their presence on Tremel and Dremel.
I feel like we're in a good spot, the band is in a good spot, and we're sort of poised to like make this great record, and so hopefully it'll happen.
After two releases in 2003, Early Mark was working on a new record when they suffered loss. The record functions as an observer of something unsettling, or a reaction to someone leaving a room without saying a word. Here's a snippet of All They Ever Do Is Talk from the record Treble and Tremble.
With broken words and monotone, just smile and take the picture. Nice to know you love the songs, then someone will remind you. Nothing hurts until it's gone, my New Year's resolution. 'Cause all they ever do is
The band recently finished a tour with Sunvolt and is now working on a record to follow Treble and Tremble on an unknown label.
In the band press, in this latest press release, it seems the departure from Palm Pictures was reasonably pleasant. What led to the departure?
I don't think that we were we weren't reggae enough for the label. No, they're they're interested in the DVDs, and that's doing real well. Early Mar was a success for the label. They actually broke even. It wasn't a deal breaker. It was just like one of those things that I think I turned in too big of a budget to them for them or something. And so then that led into discussions of like, well, maybe you should go find another home. Or so that was fine with me.
Yeah. How does a band at this stage go about choosing a new label?
I don't know, man. I'm taking it really slow. There's a lot of labels that have approached us now that we're free, but I guess my main concern is obviously like having full, you know, creative license. I don't know, it's tricky because there's indie deals or like, you know, 50-50 deals or there's licensing deals where you own your own stuff, which I didn't before. Like Palm owns my songs, which is kind of weird to think. Like you write a song and then they own it, but I don't know, I just don't want to put all those things into perspective and see what the best deal is versus, you know, maybe it's, well, you know, you're going to get a bunch of money up front or you're going to get a 50-50 deal or something. I don't know. I'm taking it pretty slow.
So labels have approached you about this?
Yeah.
Cool. Is there any chance you would go with where Granddaddy's going at V2? Or?
No chance.
No chance?
Not a chance. Not one chance.
I guess Jim Fairchild has... is he touring with y'all right now?
He's actually not. He's currently working on his own solo record.
Really?
Yeah. So he's at home doing the Lord's work in the studio.
Yeah. When he worked with Early Mart, how did he manage his duties with Early Mart and Granddaddy?
It was always it seemed to work really well. I mean, we're like, those are sort of our big brothers, Granddaddy, and either they would take us on tour or something like that, and that kind of worked out, or the timing where, because we did some Someday touring with them on the Someday record, Granddaddy Someday, and when that was done, we made Treble, and by the time Treble was done, Someday was, they were over touring, so there was this big break, and then Granddaddy, Jason, pretty much Lytle, he pretty much does, he makes the records himself, so there's a lot of downtime for the band.
Yeah.
He's making the records, so that freed him up a bunch, and so he came down to LA and made a record with me, and then we did a bunch of touring. And
like you said, Treble is dedicated to Elliott Smith. At what point in the writing process did you know that this was going to be for Elliott?
Well, the thing is, I mean, it's dedicated to him, but it's not like, it's not a tribute record. It's not like a concept record,
yeah,
necessarily. I mean, there's definitely a lot of songs and themes that have to do with him, for me personally, in the music. But to answer your question, I think that, you know, since day one, you know, since, because I didn't start writing in this record or Treble till he passed away in October, so I think it was around December we started writing. So that, I mean, the time frame, you know, it was just like that's what was going on in our lives, so that sort of just happened in the songs.
Do you think the emotions present on the record will continue through to the upcoming record?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was a big part of my life and a big part of a lot of people's lives in our little family. And he's always around, you know, and I'm always thinking about him. And he definitely thematically, you know, pops up here and there. So I'm sure, probably for the rest of my life, he'll be involved, I hope.
Yeah. It's been almost a year since the release of Treble, and then I know that you've been writing. What is the status of a future release?
Well, we don't have a label right now, so I'm not sure exactly when the next record will come out. We're shooting for maybe the summer, this next summer. I'm trying to use the holidays, like Christmas, as like sort of a deadline for me in terms of recording the album. And the Sunvolt tour that we're on right now was basically, we agreed to do it because we wanted to try out some new songs on the road, and then as soon as the tour was done, we were going to go in the studio and record them. So I guess we'll basically start recording, you know, mid-October when we get home. So if, I think if things fall into place, I think we could have a, we were shooting for like a March kind of release, but I think it's coming a little late now, so maybe the summer, hopefully.
Is that kind of part of a clause in anything that you would approach a label as saying, regardless of your schedule, if you could fit us in here, or is that factor into signing to a label at all?
Yeah, definitely, to see, like, you know, what their release schedule is like, and if it's really heavy, you know, that could be, sometimes that could be bad for us, you know, because maybe, you know, REM is going to get more attention than we are, you know, or something, and we kind of, yeah, it definitely weighs in. But at the same time, you know, it's good to have a label that's continually releasing stuff and they're active. But yeah, I think it's definitely gonna be a part of the negotiations, and finding the right labels, what their roster is and their release schedule and everything.
Yeah.
Because I want this one to be like, I want all of them to be like that, but I want this one to be like really good and really big and really, you know, I always, every record I want like that, but I, you know, I feel like we're in a good spot, the band is in a good spot, and we're sort of poised to, like, make this great record, and so hopefully it'll happen.
And the same touring group is also going to be in the recording?
Yeah, there's always, in the history of Early Mar, there's been, like, 13 members, you know, so there's always a few friends and who aren't necessarily touring with us that will probably appear on records, but definitely this lineup will be a huge part of the album.
Yeah. Do you have any like collaborations in mind
with other artists? I mean, not necessarily anybody
specific.
Just there's sort of like this ring of folks back home in LA that have always been a part of Early Mart recordings, so you know, it's always for fun, but it's kind of silly, kind of weird.
Do you do a lot of work with Jason?
He's been a part of my, I guess, recording career a lot, and he's sort of like big inspiration for me, and we're really good friends. Here and there, you know, he's a busy guy, and so, but this collaboration was like probably the most in-depth like project that we've worked on together. He's done some Early Mart songs and recorded in Modesto with him and stuff. Here and there, we've fooled around before. We messed around. We made out a couple times.
Awesome. You've made out with Granddaddy. That's awkward.
Sick.
Yeah. The band is part of the Ship Collective. What exactly is that, and how does it relate to what you're doing?
The ship is basically, to me, the ship is a studio that we run in Los Angeles. And the collective is sort of, it's kind of this vague, loose thing where it was sort of friends of ours who are in bands, local bands, mostly local bands in Los Angeles, a place where they could come and, you know, and record for cheap and just kind of, like, it was basically, it's just a group of buddies, drinking buddies, you know. We all go out to each other's shows and support each other that way and play on each other's records and things like that. But it's definitely not like or hasn't been for me, and I don't know. It's definitely not like a big takeover, you know, or like back in the day when they had the Elephant Six thing. And
yeah,
it was like, theirs was maybe a little more organized, and I think ours is just this loose
relationship and
exchange. Yeah, this loose like dream and a bunch of people together and being productive and focused, you know, like that. But I think the main thing for me is just the relationships and the support. It's kind of like a AA.
Musical AA?
Yeah. It's like AA. It's a support group.
Cool.
It's the opposite of AA, though, actually. It would be...
Yeah.
It would be ZZ or something.
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, Early Mart, can be found on their website, earlymartmusic.com. Music samples on the show are from their 2004 record, Treble and Tremble. For more information on this release, visit palmpictures.com. For information, including a transcription of this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to IndieInterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you next week.